Shlishi, the pasuk continues. Vayikach ha'eved asara gemalim migemali adoinov, and the eved Eliezer took 10 gemalim that were noticeable and were distinct that they were the gemalim of his master Avram, because they had muzzles over their mouths in order that they should not graze in other people's fields. Vayelech, and he went. And all the good of his master Avram was in his hand, which means Avram wrote a shtar matana, a document saying that everything that Avram owns he is giving to Yitzchak in order that they should want to send their daughter with Eliezer back to Eretz Yisrael. And he got up and went El Aram Naharayim, to Aram, which was situated between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, El Ir Nachar, to the city of Nachar. He went to Avram's family. Hemikdavar is medayik in the pasuk. Why does it say a double lashon vayelech, migmale adoino vayelech, and then it says vayokom vayelech? And he answers, because Avram's gemalim, Avram's camels, were not in the city, but rather were in the outskirts of the city, where the fields were. So the Eved had to go and take these 10 camels from the outskirts of the city. Vayelech. And then he went back to Avram in order to get the shtar matana. And once he had kol tuv adonu biyodai with the camels, vayokom vayelech, then he got up and went out of Avram's city, El Aram Narayim El Ir Nachor. And the camels he made kneel outside the city, El Be'er Hamayim, to the well of water, La'es Erev, at the time of evening, La'es, at the time, Tseis Hashrei Avos, when the young women went out to draw water. And he said a tefillah, Hashem, Elikei Adoni Avram, Hashem, the God of my master Avram, Hakrei No Lefonai Hayoim, please cause it to happen before me today. Va'aseh chesed im Adoni Avram, and do kindness with my master Avram. Hine anoichi nitzav al ein hamoyim. Behold, now I am standing by the spring of water. Uvenois anshe o'ir, and the daughters of the people of the city, yoitze ois lishav moyim, are coming out to draw water. If you notice, over here the pasuk says ein hamayim, a spring of water, as opposed to in Pasuk Yud Aleph where it says Be'er Hamayim, a well of water. And Hemik Dover, the Netziv, answers that there were two types of wells. The Be'er was used to give to drink to the animals, since the water of the Be'er was not as pure as the water of the Ayin. And the Ayin was used to give to drink to people. So he was standing by the Ein Hamayim when the daughters of the people of the city were coming to draw water. And he said, Vahoyo, let it be, Hanaro, the young girl, Asher Oymar Eleho, that I will say to her, Hatino Chadech, tip, please, your pitcher for me, Ve'eshte, in order that I will drink. Ve'omro, and she will say, Shasei, drink, Ve'gam Gemalecho Ashke, I will also give your camels to drink. Oysa Hochachto La'avdech Li'Yitzchak, her you have chosen to be for your servant for Yitzchak, since she is a Goymelas Chasodim. She acts and performs acts of chesed to other people. Uvo Eda. And now Eliezer was davening that through this I should know ki asisa chesed im adoni, that you did kindness with my master. If I will see that this girl is also from Avram's family and fits with Avram's family in other ways too, then I know that you did chesed with my master. Vayehi hu terem kilo ledaber. And it was when he still did not finish speaking, v'hinei Rivka yoytzeis, and suddenly Rivka came out, asheyulda lebesuel, who was born to Besuel, ben Milka. Besuel was the son of Milka. Eishes Nachor, Milka was the wife of Nachor, and Nachor was Achi Avram, the brother of Avram. V'chador al shichma, with her pitcher on her shoulder. Mahanaro, and this young girl Rivka, toives mara ma'oid, she was very beautiful. Besula, she was a besula. And a man did not know her, did not have relations with her. What is the double lashon of Besula, the Ishla Yadah? And Rashi explains, Besula means Mimakon Besulim. She still had her Besulim in her. The Ishla Yadah is referring to Shaloi Kedarka, a relationship unnaturally, because the daughters of the Goyim, even those that used to watch their Mokon Besulehem, were mafkir themselves with other parts of their body. Therefore, the pasuk says that Rivka was totally clean. She was a besula mimakam besulim, ve'ish lo yadah mimakam acher. Vateret ha'ayna, and she went down to the spring of water. Vatemali chada, and she filled her pitcher. Vato'al, and she came up. Vayoretz ha'evad lekroso. And the Eved ran towards her. Why did the Eved run specifically toward her? Because Eliezer saw that the water came up towards Rivka, which was a sign that she might be from Avram's family. Vayomer, and he said, Hagmi'ini no ma'atmai mikadech. Please let me sip a little bit of water from your pitcher. Vatomer, and she said, Shesei Adoni, drink my master. Vatamaher, and she rushed. Vatoret kado, and she lowered her pitcher from her shoulder. Al yodo to her hand. Vatashkeu, and she gave him to drink. Vatachal lahashkoisoi, and she finished giving him to drink. Vatomer, and she said, Gam ligmalecho eshov, I will also draw water for your camels, ad imkilu lishtois, until they are finished drinking. Vatamar, and she rushed, vata'ar kada ela shoykes, and she poured her pitcher into the shoykes, which was a hollow stone, which was used for the camels to drink from. Vatoritzoidov el ha be'er lishoid, and she ran again to the be'er to draw. As we said earlier, the lashon of be'er is used when one is giving to drink the animals. The be'er is not as clear as the ayin. Vatishav l'chol gmalov, and she drew water for all his camels. V'ho'ish mishto'elo, and the man was in a state of astonishment, lo, towards her. Macharish, he was quiet. Lodas, to know, ha'atzliach Hashem darkei imloy, was Hashem matzliach, did he make his way successful or not? Is this girl from Avram's family or not? And it was when the camels finished drinking. And the man took nezemzov, a nose ring of gold, beka mishkoli. Its weight was a half a shekel. And he placed two bracelets on her hand. Asara. The weight was 10 shekel. Zohov. It was made of gold. Mishkolo. Their weight. The weight was 10 shekel, and it was made out of gold. Why did Eliezer give Rivka a nezem zov beka mishkoli and two bracelets weighing asara zov? And Rashi explains, it was to hint to Rivka that from her descendants will come out the Yidden who will give a machzis ashekel for karbonos, and that was hinted with the beka mishkoli, and they will also get the luchais, which will be luchais mitumados, matching luchais. Asara Zov Mishkolam, which will have the Aseres Hadibrois inside of them. Maral asks, why did Eliezer specifically want to teach Rivka concerning the Machzis HaShekel and the Aseres Hadibrois? And he answers, because Eliezer saw that Rivka had the midah of Gemilas Chasodim. But we know, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Oimed, Al Torah V'al Ho'avodah V'al Gemilas Chasodim. So Eliezer wanted to tell Rivka, although you have the midah of Gemilas Chasodim, you should know that you still need the midah of Torah and Avodah. And that's why he gave her a Nezem Zov Beka Mishkolei. The Machzis HaShekel was used in order to buy Karbonos, which is Avodah. And then he hinted to her the luchais mitzumados, which weighed asara zov, the aseres hadibros, which also symbolizes Torah. Not only should you be one who is goymeles chasodim, but also somebody who has Torah and avodah. Vayomer, he said, bas miat, whose daughter are you? Hagidi nali, please tell me. Even though he really should have asked her this question first, but since he was so confident with the schus of Avram that Hashem made his way successful, he first gave her the nose ring and the bracelets and then asked, whose family are you from? And secondly, Hayesh Beis Avich Mokim Lanu Lalin, does your father's house have a place for us to sleep one night? Vatomer Elov, and she said to him, and she answered on his first question first and on his second question second. She said, Bas Besuel Onoichi, I am the daughter of Besuel ben Milka, who Besuel is the son of Milka, Asher Yoldan Lenachar. Milka bore children to Nachar. And on your second question, if we have place to sleep, Vatomer Elov, and she said to him, Gam Teven Gam Mispay Rav Yimanu, we have a lot of straw and a lot of other types of food for the camels. Rav Yimanu, it is plentiful with us. Gam Mokim Lalun, we also have a lot of place for you to sleep many nights. Vayikoid Ho'ish, and the man bowed his head, Vayishtachu Lashem, and he totally prostrated himself to Hashem. If you notice, all along Eliezer was referred to as the Eved, Vayikacho Eved Asor Gemalim, and all the Psukim mention Eliezer as the Eved, until it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayish Mishtoyelo, and then again, Vayikach Ho'ish Nezem Zov in Pasuk Chof Beis, and in Pasuk Chof Vov, Vayikoid Ho'ish Vayishtachu Lashem. Why is there a change of Lashon from Eved to Ish? Rabbeinu Bechaya answers that once Eliezer saw that he was being successful in his mission to find a wife for Yitzchak, he saw that the Yad Hashem was with him. There was a malach that was leading him on the way. Therefore, since he had a malach with him, he was considered a ish. He was already elevated to a higher level since he always had a malach with him. And that's why, at that point, when he noticed that he was being successful, the Torah switches over and calls him ish. And it continues calling him Ish until his shlichus, until his mission is over. But once he was ready to go back to Avram's house, the pasuk goes back and calls him Eved again. And that's why in Peruk Chav Dalet, pasuk Nun Gimel, it says, Vayotze ha-Eved, the Eved took out Klei Chesed u'Klei Zav. He was about to return to Avram's house and becoming again Eved Avram. Zok Rashi inside, pasuk Yud, Migmali Adoinov, from the camels of his master. Nikaran Hoyu Mishar Gamalim. They were distinct from other camels. Shehoyu Yoitzin Zemumim, because they went out muzzled. Mipne HaGezel, in order that they should not steal. Shelayiru Bisodois Acherim, they should not graze in other people's fields. Vecholtuv Adoinov Biyodoi, and all the good of his master Avram was in his hand. Shtar Matono Kosov LeYitzchak, a document stating that everything was given over to Yitzchak, Eliezer had in his hand. Al Kol HaShaloi, giving over to Yitzchak everything he had, Kadesh Yikafsu L'Shleach Le'Bitom, in order that they should jump to send their daughter with Eliezer back to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Aram Naharayim, the Aram between two rivers, Ben Shtei Nahores Yosheves, situated between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Fayavre Chagmalim Hirbitzam, he made them kneel. Oysa Hechachto, she you have chosen, Meruya Hiloi, she will be fitting for him, Shetehega Meles Chasodin, because she will be one who performs acts of Chesed. Ukadai Likones Bebeser Shel Avram, and she is worthy to enter the house of Avram. Uloshon Hechachta, and the language and expression of Hechachta, Birarta, it means you have chosen. Uva Eda, and with it I shall know. Loshon Tchina, it is an expression of tefillah. Haydaliba, please let me know through this, ki asiso chesed, that you did chesed with my master. Imtia mi mishpachtoi, if she will be from his family. V'haygenes loy, and fitting for him in other ways too. Eda, then I will know, ki asiso chesed, that you did chesed. What is the double lashon of besula and ishlo yada? Zok Rashi, besulim mimakam besulim. From the place of besulim, she will be a besula. Ve'ishlo yada, shelo kedarka. A man will not know her even unnaturally. Lifi shebenois hanochrim hoy mishtamrois makam besulehem. Since the daughters of the goyim used to watch the place of their besulais, umafkirois atzman mimakam acher, but they would be mafkir themselves with other parts of their body. Hey, Dalzush and Akia Mikoil. The Torah is testifying concerning Rivka that she was totally clean. Fayoris Eved Likrosa. Why did the Eved run towards her specifically? Lefisherosha Olamayim Likrosa. Because he saw that the water rose towards Rivka. And he said, Hagami Inino, Lashon Gemiya. It means, let me sip a little water from your pitcher. Fatarid Kada, and she lowered her pitcher, Me'al Shichma, from her shoulder. And she gave him to drink, and the camels to drink, ad im kilu, until they finished. Hari im mishamish beloshen asher. Im means asher. It does not mean ad until if they finish, because the camels will definitely finish. It is not a doubt if they will finish, but rather ad asher kilu, until they finished drinking. Im kilu, targum unkelis, de sapikun, until they had enough. Shezuhi gmarsh diyoson. This is the conclusion of their drinking. Kisheshasu de sipukon. When they drink sufficiently, that is the completeness and the conclusion of their drinking. So the Lashon HaPasuk is saying imkilu, until they finish. But Targum is telling you, when are they finished? Adi sapkun. When they had enough, that's when they are finished. Zok Rashi vatar Lashon Nefisa. It is an expression of pouring. V'harba yesh b'loshem Mishnah. And we find this many times in the Mishnah. Hamare mikli al kli, one who pours from one vessel to another. Uvamikri yesh leidoymeh. And in the psukim, in Tilim, we find a similar pasuk. Al tar nafshi, do not pour my soul. Asher lamovis nafshoi, he poured his soul for death. So we see Vatara means she poured it into the shaykes. What is a shaykes? Even chalula, a hollow stone, she soysin bo hagamalim, that the camels drink from. Mishto'e, the man was in a state of bewilderment and astonishment. Loshen shihia, an expression of bewilderment. Kamoy sha'u orim, the cities will be desolate. Tishoya shemamo, they will be at loss and desolate. So too he was in a state of being at loss and being bewildered. Mishtoe Mishtoimem, he was amazed, umispail, and taken aback. Al Shero Devarov Karev Lahatzliach, because he saw that his words were very close to becoming successful. Aval Eni Yedea Im Mimishbachas Avram Hi Imlav. He did not know yet if she was from Avram's family or not. Va'al Tetame Betof. Do not ask concerning the Tof. Shel Mishtoe of the word Mishtoe. Even though the shorish of the word is shin aleph hey, why is there a tough between the shin and the aleph? She'en lecha teva, because we do not find a word. Sheti chilas yisoida shin, that the beginning of the root of the word starts with a shin, like here, sha'o. Umidaveres b'lashon mispal, and it is speaking in a language of mispal, which means he was in a state of astonishment. She'en tough mafrida ben shtei oisiyo shel ikar, that a tough does not come between the first two letters of the shorish. Shel ikar ha'yisoid, of the shorish of the word. Kigon mishtoyet, migzeres sha'o. Over here, the root of the word is sha'o, and since it is speaking b'loshon hispa'el, therefore a tough comes between the first two letters of the shorish, the shin, and the aleph. Same thing, mishtoylel, migzeres shoylel. The root of the word is shoylel, and we say mishtoylel, he became mad. V'yishtoymeh migzeres shemama. The loshon is shemama, the root is shemama, and we say v'yishtoymeh, he became amazed, with a tough between the shin and the mem. V'yishtamer chukais omri, migzeres v'yishomar. The root of the word is shomar, and we say yishtamer, a tough between the shin and the mem. Afkan mishto'o migzeres tisho'o. The root of the word is sho'o, and we say mishto'o with a tough between the shin and the aleph. U'gashem sh'atam moitse, just like you find loshon mishoymeh. The lashon of mishoymeh, ba'odam nival v'nelam, by a person who's shocked and stunned, we say mishoymeh, he's empty and he doesn't know what's going on. Ubal machshavos, he's full of thought. Kimay al yoymoy nosham u'achroinim, on his day, later generations will be amazed. Shoymu shomayim, the heavens will be amazed. Eshtoymeh kisho choda, I was taken aback for one moment. Kach tefarish loshon shi'iyah, so is the language and expression of shi'iyah. Ba'odam bahul ubal machshavos, a person who is confused and full of thought about what he is seeing. Va'ungel is Targum loshon shi'iyah. Targum learns differently. He says the word sha'o is a language and expression of waiting. V'gavra shohi, and the man was waiting. Shoyev va'oimed b'makim echod, he was standing and waiting in one place. Lirois, to see ha'itzliach Hashem darkoi, if Hashem made his way successful. Ve'ein l'targum shati, do not explain the word to mean to drink shasi. Shahare ein loshon shtia, because it cannot be a language of drinking. She'ein aleph nefeles b'loshon shtia, because the aleph does not come in the word shtia. Bishlam, if you learn like Rashi, sha'a means astonished, and since it's mispoil, that's why the tough comes in. And so too, when it's according to Targum that it means sha'a, to wait, he was in a state of waiting to know if Hashem was maslich his way. But to say it means drinking shin tough hay, then the aleph does not belong there. Zakrashi mishto'e lo, he was in a state of astonishment, lo, towards her. Mishto'imem oleho, he was astonished towards her. Kemoi, imre li achihu, say about me, she is my brother. Li means about me. Ukmoi, vayishalu anshe hamakim li ishtoi, the people of the place asked about his wife. So too over here, he was astonished, lo, not to her, but about her. And he gave her a nose ring, beka mishkolei, Remez l'shikle Yisrael beka lagugolis, hinting to the shkolim of Klal Yisrael that were beka a half a shekel per person lagugolis. Ushnei tzmidim and two bracelets he placed on her hand. Remez l'shnei luchos mitumados, he was hinting to the two identical luchos. Asarazov mishkolam. Remez laseres hadibri shebehem, hinting to the Ten Commandments inside the luchos. Vayomer, he said bas miat. After he gave her the nose ring and the bracelets, that's when he asked whose family she is from. Because he was confident in the merit of Avram, that Hashem made his way successful. And he asked her, do you have a place, Lalin? Lina Achas, one night. Lin Shem Dover. Lin is a noun. But she answered, Lalun. Kamalinois, we have place for many nights. Bas Besuel, I am the daughter of Besuel. Heshivoisei al Rishon Rishon ba'al Achron Achron. She answered him on his first question first, and on his second question second. The first question was, which family are you from? On that she answered, I am the daughter of Besuel. And on the question that you asked, do we have place Lalin to sleep one night? She answered, we have place Lalun to sleep many nights. Misboy, kol macho gemala. All food that is given to camels, korin mispoy, is called mispoy. Kigoin teven usa'urim, straw and barley. Maskala David is medayek. Why does Rashi say teven usa'urim? The pasuk says clearly, gam teven gam mispoy. So obviously, mispoy is not talking about teven, because teven is said specifically in the pasuk. He therefore says that Rashi, when he says teven and sa'urim, is referring to, in general, when the pasuk says misboy, it can mean teven and sa'urim. But in this pasuk, it is not referring to teven, since teven is said specifically, but rather misboy is referring to all other types of food given to camels.